new hurdles for GOP tax plans.
Several significant problems with no easy solutions.
Internet battle heads to court.
We are going to fight back.
Technology test on soft targets.
It can play a role in at least making it harder for the bad guys.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, some speed bumps have cropped up in the Republican drive to pass a tax reform bill. CBS's Nancy Cordes says GOP dissent is emerging just days before a planned vote on a plan President Trump has hailed.
I think that Senator Rubio will be there.
Republican leaders are scrambling after Florida's Marco Rubio and Utah's Mike Lee issued an ultimatum. They're demanding that the refundable child tax credit be increased by more than $100. An earlier bill would have doubled it.
Unless they can figure out a way to add to the $1,100 figure, I won't support the bill.
Tennessee's Bob Corker could also be a no. He's worried about what the bill could do to the debt. And then there are the two Republican senators who are ailing and have missed votes all week. Arizona's John McCain and Mississippi's Thad Cochran. There could also be an issue with Senate rules. The plan can't cost more than $1.5 trillion. But this version appears to be even more expensive than the last.
Well, the FCC's decision to repeal two-year-old internet rules guaranteeing equal access has sparked a court fight. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman.
We'll be filing a claim to preserve protections for New Yorkers and all Americans, and we'll be working aggressively to stop the FCC's leadership from doing any further damage to the internet and our economy.
Well, CBS's Bianca Golodriga on what to expect from internet providers.
There's a business model they want to maintain. They want to stay competitive with their rivals, so don't expect to see prices go up significantly. What the FCC, however, is mandating is that if they do raise prices, they have to inform consumers.
President Trump will speak today before an FBI audience in Virginia. CBS's Juliana Goldman says it comes at a sensitive time.
This is actually President Trump's first visit to the FBI. His last scheduled appearance was canceled after he fired former FBI Director James Comey, who was very popular at the Bureau, and he later called Comey a liar and a leaker. The circumstances today, perhaps just as fraught, coming against the backdrop of the special counsel's ongoing Russia investigation, which has reached top White House aides. And most recently, remember, President Trump said the FBI's reputation is the worst in history.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he's received an FBI draft of the remarks James Comey gave as the basis for not recommending criminal charges in the Hillary Clinton email probe. Johnson says it was heavily edited to change the tone and substance. The original said she and others were grossly negligent. What Comey later said was Clinton was extremely careless. Well, actor Dustin Hoffman apologized last month when a woman accused him of groping her in 1985. But now more women have come forward. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, in his first big role, you'll remember he played a graduate with an older woman.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
But one of his latest accusers says she was still in high school, a classmate of Hoffman's daughter, when he exposed himself to her in a hotel room. Variety reports the two other women say he sexually assaulted them, the alleged incidents all happening in the 1980s. Hoffman's attorney calls the accusations, quote, defamatory falsehoods. Steve?
An Interior Department survey finds one in three workers there say they were harassed or discriminated against in the past year. 450 of the department's 70,000 employees said there was some form of sexual assault. Monday's New York City bombing took place in what's considered to be a vulnerable area with a lot of people. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us experts hope technology being tested in several cities can uncover potential trouble.
This system is designed using cameras to scan people entering a transit system for dense items concealed under their clothing, like an explosive vest.
We're really looking for those alarm indicators. And so as that bar turns from green to red, we know we've identified an individual that may need a little closer scrutiny.
Alex Wiggins is the head of security for LA's Transit Authority.
If we can encounter that person as they enter the station in the mezzanine, we can very, very quickly isolate them.
The scanners are designed to operate in the background, passively scanning people walking by in real time without using radiation.
One of the Southern California wildfires has claimed the life of a 32-year-old firefighter. Corey Iverson had been fighting the big blaze northwest of L.A. He worked under San Diego County Fire Chief Tony Meacham.
What really hit all of us is that, you know, normally at this time of year, we're slowing down and we're starting to focus on spending time with our family and enjoying the holiday season, yet we still have thousands of firefighters on the front lines.
The Pentagon says two American warplanes fired warning flares at Russian jets in U.S. airspace over Syria. Officials say one American pilot had to maneuver to avoid a collision in the incident 2 days ago. From Afghanistan, CBS's Cammie McCormick reports U.S. and Russian aircraft are in the skies with Afghan pilots at the controls.
It's called the Special Mission Wing. They fly American refitted surveillance planes and Russian helicopters. They're the only Afghan flight crews who can fly at night. Today, they're practicing hovering over mountaintops and landing in the dust. But these Afghan pilots being trained by Americans also do counter-narcotics work. They deliver supplies to troops and provide surveillance. Chris Bassett is one of their instructors.
All of the Afghans have flown with. They're very proficient. They know what they're doing. They're well-trained.
But that costs a lot of money, Colonel Rick Moreno.
What the coalition and the government of Afghanistan is trying to do, they're trying to grow special operations and aviation, the two most expensive parts of the military. We're trying to do it at the same time at a pretty massive scale.
And training these pilots takes years. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Kabul.
Well, Google's artificial intelligence has uncovered an eighth planet in a solar system that matches ours. Astronomer Derek Pitts says the planet, like Earth, is third from its sun, but conditions are much different.
The temperature on the surface of this planet is about 800 degrees Fahrenheit, which is far too hot for the possible development of life as we know it. It's about 2,500 light years away.
Expect a weekend of crowds at the multiplex.
It's time for the Jedi to end.
The Last Jedi has Star Wars fans over the moon.
I loved it. There was space and, like, dogfights and laser swords. It was great.
Industry estimates anticipate a $200 million opening weekend. The Obamacare coverage mandate's not part of the final Republican tax bill lawmakers are considering. Today is the final day that consumers can sign up for coverage in 2018.
It's these moments now to make sure your plan works for you.
Scott Mulhauser of Consumers for Quality Care says people need to be aware of potential changes to their coverage.
It's worth taking a look because insurance companies are cutting coverage, and you want to make sure that your doctor and your prescription still remain covered.
He says Americans need and want greater upfront transparency about their health plans, including what they cover and don't cover, including providers they can see and the costs they will incur. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Well, people braved the cold yesterday in Philadelphia to sing happy birthday to a polar bear. Goldilocks is the oldest polar bear in captivity in the U.S. at age 37. The cake was made of fish, peanut butter, honey, and raisins. That's the roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.